Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Vayeshev. In this week's Parsha, of course, we have the very challenging and troubling narrative about Yosef and his brothers, Mechirat Yosef, and the very painful episode in Jewish history of brother against brother. Before the episode begins, before Yosef is actually sold by his brothers, or according to the Rashbam, arranged for the sale, so to speak, Yaakov sends Yosef to find out how his brothers are doing. And in that shlichut, the Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef, this was not Yaakov, so to speak, this was Yisrael. Yosef is sent on a mission from Yisrael. And not only is it just a regular shlichut, but it's really a mission. And we know that is true because Yisrael calls Yosef, and Yosef says, Vayomer lo, hineini. Well, Yaakov tells him, Vayomer lo, lechna re'ei et shlom achecha, ve'et shlom atzon, v'ashiveni davar, v'yishlacheyu me'emek chevron, v'yavo shechema. Yosef is sent by his father to find out how his brothers are doing. However, on the way, Yosef loses his path, loses his directions, and says the Torah, Vayimtza'ehu ish, v'hinei to'e basadeh, v'yish'aleyu ha'ish lemor, ma tevakesh? This man finds Yosef, asks him, what do you need? And Yosef tells him, I'm looking for my brothers. And the man directs him in the proper way. Rashi tells us that this man was not any ordinary man. Rashi tells us, Vayimtzeihu ish. Rashi says, Ze Gavriel. Shenemar veha ish Gavriel. It comes from the Tanchuma. And this is a very beautiful idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Gavriel along this journey. Had this Ish not sent Yosef in the proper way, then the entire Jewish history would have been changed. But because of the small favor that this man does, Yosef goes on his way. And of course, we have a very painful almost two decades. However, of course, this is the preparation for Yisrael Begalut. What's interesting, however, is that Rashi chooses to understand that Vayimtzeihu Ish, that must be Gavriel. However, if we go back to last week's Parsha, Parshat Vayishlach in Perek Lamed Bet, we also have an Ish. Vayivater Yaakov Levado, Vayayavek Ish Imo Ad Alot HaShachar. We have an Ish that also struggles with Yaakov before his epic encounter with Esav. However, in this case, we say this is also an Ish. However, in this case, Rashi tells us, Upershu Rabotenu, Rashi quoting the Medrash in Breshit Rabbah, that this is Shehu Saro Shel Esav. This is Saro Shel Esav. So the question is obvious. In both episodes, Yaakov fighting with the angel, and Yosef losing his way, in both cases it uses the word Ish. However, in one case, Rashi tells us that this Ish is Saro Shel Esav, and in one case, this Ish is Gavriel. How did Rashi know which is which? And how did Rashi know that they're both two different Malachim? Maybe they're both Saro Shel Esav, or maybe they're both Gavriel. It's a beautiful idea from the Sanzer Rebbe, Rebbe Chaim Mitzanz, who says a very, very beautiful idea, which I think summarizes so much about what we learn in the Torah. Let's go back first to Parshat Vayishlach. Here we have a man who is struggling with Yaakov. And it's, as we said, it's unclear which Ish this is. And at the very end of the struggle, Yaakov asks this man for one bracha. He asks for one favor. Vayomer says Yaakov, Lo ashalechacha ki im berachtani. I need one bracha. And before this, says this Ish, Vayomer shalcheini ki alah shachar. I'm in a rush. I have to run. Where am I running? Says Rashi, Vitzarich ani lomar shira bayom. Comes the day, and I've got to say shira. Says the Sanzer Rebbe, Rashi knew exactly that this is Saro Shel Esav. How do we know? Because here we have a man, so to speak, who is very busy. He's busy doing very important things. Lomar Shira, he's got to go say Shira. And Yaakov asks him for a favor that takes approximately 10 seconds. And says the man, I don't even have time for 10 seconds. My learning is too important to do a favor to a person in need. Well, says the Sanzer Rebbe, if you are so consumed, so introverted about your learning, that you are unable to even do someone a favor for 10 seconds. We're not talking about stopping your learning completely. We're not talking, it hasn't even come daytime yet, but it's soon going to be daytime. But if you're so consumed and you're so introverted that you're not even able to take off 10 seconds to do a favor for a person in need, for a fellow Jew in need, that's got to be Saros HaLesev. However, if we turn to our Parsha in Parshat Vayeshev, when we have a man who's busy, for all we know, he's also running, and yet he sees a Jew in need, and he takes 10 seconds out of his way and says, no, make a left instead of a right. He helps a Jew in need, he notices that a Jew is in need, and he turns and he says to him, I'm able to help you. His learning does not come in the way of his being able to help a fellow Jew. If that's the kind of person that is meeting up with Yosef, that Ish has to be the Saros Shel Gavriel. May we all be Zoche to, of course, be focused in our learning, to be consumed with our learning, but not so much, chas v'shalom, that we're unable to see the needs of others, that we're not able to reflect upon others' problems, that we can't even help them for even a short time. Let us be Zoche to be the children, so to speak, of Gavriel, and not, chas v'shalom, Saros Shel Esav.